Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Panora Speech and Drama Department. They are putting on a musical called Shrek the Musical. How'd you guys come up with the theme, Shrek?
My name's Abby, and I play Princess Fiona. And we chose to do Shrek because we all thought it would fit, like, the people that are in the musical the best.
What makes it different from the movie Shrek? Obviously, probably all have seen the movie Shrek. What kind of makes the play musical different?
So it's like the junior. So it's not like the real full-on Shrek. So we're doing Shrek Junior.
And then how long have you guys been working on this play?
So my name is Deb Woldridge. And we had auditions the first week in September. And we started rehearsals right after that. And we've been going ever since. And so, yeah, there's a lot of components that go into doing a musical. There's the learning of the lines, learning of the music, and then there's costumes, there's set design, there's choreography, those kinds of things. The Booster Club was kind enough to donate a nice sum for us to help with costumes and sets, so that was really nice this year.
What goes on being the lights and effects for Shrek? What do you kind of have to do that's maybe different from a different musical or a different play? What's kind of your duties?
This is Robert Fisher. Well, I think probably the most challenging thing has been the transition, because she's a human and then she's an ogre. That's probably been the most challenging thing. I don't think anything else has really stuck out from a lights perspective when it comes to Shrek versus a normal musical that we run.
What kind of goes into being the main character of Shrek and dressing up as Shrek?
We're working on the costume, but I cannot wait to see what I look like. I think it's going to be very fun, and I think I'm going to look great. So, I mean, Fiona, her ogre was very interesting, so can't wait to see what mine looks like.
Explain your character and who you play.
So my name's Parker Nunn. I play Captain of the Guards. So as you can expect, I captain the guards. It's a fun job. You know, get out there, be ruthless, and have fun.
Moving on, your character and who do you play, and, you know, what are the processes of your character?
I'm Emma, and I play the Wicked Witch and some other, like, background characters, like the Duloc Singers, and then, you know, you read your lines, you figure out, like, how this character should act, because, you know, it's Shrek, so it's, like, obviously very, like, flamboyant, so you kind of have to be more, like, a fairy tale creature, I guess, than anything.
What does your costume look like?
It's just a purple dress and a witch's hat. It's not anything too complicated, because I have to do a costume change in, like, 3 minutes, like, really quick.
Your character, and who do you play, and what do you do?
My name is Gracie Phillips, and I'm a mama bear, a Duloc singer, and a knight. I watch over two kids and that are also little bears. I'm a knight, so I have to pretend like I've been in a dungeon for, like, 100 years, so I have this really, like, funny gray wig thing. You can't even recognize me, which is kind of fun. And then Duloc singer, we all match, which is kind of cool because it's like we're all the same, supposedly. So it's really fun just to, like, the different songs I have to sing and different characters I have to play. It's really keeps me on my toes.
What goes into playing Fiona? What does your costume look like?
Well, I have two different costumes because I'm Fiona. I have to make a transition about halfway through the musical into an ogre. So I have about 7 minutes to get painted green and put on a prosthetic nose and some ears and a giant wig that weighs like 20 pounds that I have to wear. And I have to change into a wedding dress after. So just some complicated changes, but
how many people are there helping you with the changes?
There's going to be 4 to 5 people.
What is your character? What do you do?
My name's Logan Hutchins, and I play as Lord Farquaad. And it's kind of, I only wear one costume. It's a challenging costume, especially with the knee pads. Like, we're testing today to see if the black, like, dress pants either goes over or under the knee pads, and if it works with the little boots and, like, the little yellow leggings. He's the bad guy in the whole, like, the movie and the musical, and he's kind of funny in a way. And it's, I guess that's the whole point of being in a musical, is, like, you get to have fun with the people you love, and it's, like, it's amazing that even I should have done it in my freshman all the way through my senior year, but this is my first year of doing this, and I absolutely love it.
Is there anything different about each play, or you try and keep them all the same?
I would say the biggest difference is, like, time that I noticed this year. It's a lot, like, about an hour and 15 minutes, which is nice, because then we can run it twice for practice. But we have a lot more characters, and everyone has a costume this year, so it's really, really fun.
How many characters are in it?
Probably over 35.
All right, when is the play? Where can people go find tickets?
The play is at Panorama High School in our auditorium. We have this really nice theater set up. We have our shows go on from November 5th, 6th, and 7th. The 5th and 6th are at 7, and the 7th is at 2.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with the cast of the Shrek the Musical from Panorama Speech and Drama Department. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.